He's a platinum-selling artist who has taken the music industry by storm with his distinct lyrical style. We're talking about Life Jennings. His newest CD is Life Change. It skillfully references artists from Suzanne Vega to the Stylistics and folds them into a contemporary R&B hip-hop sound. Life, thanks for coming on.
I appreciate you having us.
So, Life Change is the name of your third CD. What does that mean in terms of how you approached your work this time?
Well, I think on the third CD, you definitely want to show some level of growth. I think your first album is your introduction. Your second album is to show consistency. And your third album has to show growth in order for you to have a fourth album.
You are a star, and you are perfect just the way you are. Keep on dreaming.
So, Keep On Dreaming, one of your songs, folds in the loop from Suzanne Vega's Tom's Diner. And you have echoes of songs by other artists throughout the CD, but not samples per se. Why did you choose that approach?
I think people want to be able to hear something familiar while hearing something new. Kind of like ties it all together. Like the Tom's Diner sample, she managed to be able to convey a certain feeling just off a melody that she has. She didn't really even say anything, but dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's something that I wanted to mimic in this song. It's not a lot of words, but it's really just a feeling that I was trying to convey.
Now, what's your favorite song on the CD?
My favorite song on the CD, I would have to say that it is a song called Midnight Train.
Take the kids.
Why so?
Because Midnight Train is different for me in the sense that it's not as urban as it will be. It gave me the opportunity to try something new. And, you know, some of those songs that you hear as soon as it come on, you're just like, this is just a great song. It's a relaxing song and it means something.
And some of your music is more contemporary hip-hop, R&B, but then some of the ballads sound much more old school. How did you decide to balance those different flavors?
Well, I don't think I like really made a conscious attempt to try and balance anything. I think maybe it sounds old school because it's the truth. And I think a lot of the older music, you know, they dealt with everyday life situations because that's what was popular at the time. And now it seems like in today's society, fantasy is more popular than reality. So I just try and bring them back to reality so that we have that balance.
Now, Snoop, T.I., and Wyclef are all on this CD. How'd you guys get together to collaborate, and what was it like working with them?
Well, T.I. was just in a situation where he had a lot of time, and we had been talking about doing a record together, man. And actually, my children's mother and his children's mother are friends, and they always said that even though we became famous, we never got brand new. You know, that's what the song is about, you know, not forgetting about, you know, the people who were in your life from the beginning.
So how do you interact with other musicians? What I mean by that is, you know, as someone who listens to music, like so many people, I see these collaborations on albums, but it sounds like they happen really organically. I mean, how do you maintain those connections that allow you to go on and do these collaborations?
I think, first of all, you have to be a fan of the other person. You know, whatever project that you're working on, you have to see a need for them, like a good fit. And I think that one of the things you have to do is you have to let a person be creative. Like when I go in the studio with Wyclef, you know, I'm not in there like, Wyclef, I need it a certain way. What I do is I give him the idea. Like we have a song together called You Think You Got It Bad. And what I do is, you know, we play the track and we ask him what do he think he need, and he go in the studio and do it. You know, it's never something like where you can write something for somebody else. You just have to leave everybody creatively open and just hope that, you know, it all work out.
Now, one of your collaborators, T.I., was just sentenced to jail on weapons charges. He's, you know, hasn't started serving yet. But you spent some time in jail yourself. And do you have any advice for someone like T.I. on how to deal with doing time?
Yeah, I think, you know, it is an opportunity. You know, it's kind of a sad opportunity. You hate to, you know, get, you know, an opportunity to have a lot of time with yourself like that. But seeing as if you do, You have the ability to focus on something completely. You have no other outside circumstances that just need your attention like that. You know, he could, you know, write songs. He could find a cure to cancer. He can do anything, man. I think that with that time, he just need to map it out and make sure that you stay busy. Because if you don't, there's a lot of other elements, you know, inside that could possibly corrupt you. You know, and you might not only lose your freedom, you might end up losing your life. So you got to be really careful while you're in there.
Now, your song It's Real deals with a really heavy topic, AIDS. Let's take a listen.
Right. Surely, she's a freak undercover. So excited, I forgot to stop and go grab some rubbers. AIDS is real. Don't care how you feel. Yes, I want to chill, but I gotta wrap it up. I gotta protect us, 'cause AIDS is real.
Do you think that message music, in a broad sense, really changes people's behavior? Was that your intent with this? And if so, do you think it works?
I don't know if it necessarily changes people's behavior, like you hear it, oh, I'm a change. I think what it does is something to be remembered. Like it is a reminder. You know, I think the best any of us can hope to do when we record message-based music is a person might end up in that situation and that song may come back to their mind. You know, and irregardless of what people think, some people say that music doesn't stimulate a certain action. I think it does. I think that if you constantly listen to, if the guy say something crazy to you, slap him in the face, when that situation appears and the guy says something crazy to him, that song is going to come back to your mind. So that makes you much more prone to slap this dude in the face. But if you hear that message and say when the guy says something crazy to you, he's a child, leave him alone, you know, I think the same results may follow. And you're more prone to think, well, this guy's a child, I'm going to just leave him alone.
Given what you just told me, do you ever worry about the contemporary music industry, including but not limited to hip-hop, that these messages that are going out from different artists sometimes lead people to have in the back of their mind responses to life that are just going to drag them down? I mean, do you think artists need to be responsible for the messages they put out?
I think they definitely need to be responsible for the messages, and I think that it definitely does, you know, concern me. I mean, because it's, I mean, when you're in the mood to work out, you're gonna listen to something that motivates you to work out. If you're in the mood to make love, you're gonna put something on that makes love. So then you ask yourself, if we're talking about negative music, you know, that's portraying you as a gangster, you ask what place does that fit into your life? If not those times in your life to where there is a possibility that you might want to be a gangster, or you might, you know, have a disposition to be a gangster. You know, this music thing is a lot more serious than I think people let on or even acknowledge. And I'm not just talking about individuals who listen to it. I'm talking about from the guys who write it to the guys who perform it to the radio stations that play it.
So what's ahead for you, life? I mean, are you going back in the studio, touring, any film or anything else like that? What's your next steps?
My next step, furniture line called Life Jenny's Collections. I'm trying to drop that later on this year. I'm definitely doing some acting. Just come from L.A. to Howard Fine Studio. We did 2 months of acting training down there. A children book series, trying to drop at the beginning of the year. Also just started a new label, which is distributed through Universal. And I already started working on my new album, which I'm really, really excited about. That's coming next year. So I'm just, you know, I'm doing a lot right now.
You're like that sketch on Living Color. Me got 12 job.
Right. But, you know, when you have an opportunity to become busy, you know, you really need to take advantage of it. I'm trying to take full advantage of it.
Maybe I'm a star, man, but the heavens above me.
That was R&B artist Life Jennings. His latest CD, Life Changes, hits stores today. He joined us from radio station WHHH in Indianapolis, Indiana.